We've been telling you about a great event that is coming Thursday, April 7th, 1 to 3 in the afternoon at Heath Village, where they're hosting an in-person real estate seminar that is called Making the Move in Today's World. And there's so many changes and so many questions and so many things just have evolved from the onset of the pandemic. And there's a lot of information out there that particularly sellers need to have, if need to be armed with if you're in the time of maybe selling your home. My guest who's joining me live in the studio today, and I'm so excited to have Jane and Ardia with me here today. She is the broker owner of Remax Heritage Properties in Flanders and Chester, and she is going to be among the specialists who will be on hand for this event on April 7th. Good morning, Jane, and thanks for coming by.
Good morning, Bert. It's great to be here.
Your first in-studio visit with me, so thanks for coming by today.
Nice to meet you.
There was a time, the real estate market, Jane, was so hot that I think if people who are interested in bidding for the same property, if they could settle it out back with a fist fight to see who was going to be able to have the opportunity to purchase this property, seemed like that's what was going on. Is the market still that hot in terms of people who are selling and buying properties?
Absolutely. It's hotter now than it was a year ago at this time. And certainly the onset of the pandemic and the fear and the exit from the east out west created such a frenzy. Last year at this time, we thought it was going to be even busier, and it was. And then this market is unprecedented with the amount of bids going on houses. The problem we have right now is a lack of inventory because people aren't putting their house on the market. They have no place to go. So therefore, they're not selling.
Makes sense. And, and we saw how many years did we see it, maybe even for generations, Jane, and where we saw people going from west to east because they wanted conveniences like mass transit and downtown restaurants, and they didn't want to have the picket fence in the backyard like you have here in Northwest Jersey. All of a sudden, something called COVID hits, and everybody is now coming back and moving into the rural areas. You think this is going to be a trend that we'll continue to see for a while?
Oh, absolutely. And there will always be people who need to be a little bit closer to the city. But the good thing is, with many of the moves that have come out here, commercial properties are now seeing an uptick. A lot of restaurants are starting to open. Many innovative businesses are coming out because they realize now they are going to have the demographics that are going to support their business. And we love to see that growth.
I guess if you're also a homeowner, you're looking to sell, you know that how competitive it is between the buyers. Do sometimes maybe sellers feel that they panic and they just want to just unload a property or just go to the first person that comes in and bids? What are some mistakes that you don't want to see sellers making with conditions like these?
Probably the biggest mistake, and I don't say this because I'm in the real estate business for 38 years, one of the biggest mistakes in this market a seller can make is not putting their house on multiple listing. And the reason why is, although you may have a very interested buyer and you might think that they're going to give you the price that you want, if they open it up to every real estate agent out there who all have buyers in their back pockets they're working with, it does create the bidding war. And we've been seeing out in this area, Long Valley, Mount Olive, Roxbury, Hackettstown, properties that are selling. Very rarely does a property sell under list price at this point. We just had one that went under contract, $150,000 over the list price, which was already inflated because of COVID. But it's just the way the market is going, and sellers are in the driver's seat. I don't know how long it will last, but it seems to be, I would say, lasting for a few more months, maybe. I don't have a crystal ball. If I did, I could retire because I could write a book on exactly what's going to happen. However, the biggest mistake sellers can make is just only dealing with one buyer and negotiating with them. An agent is going to bring them, well, we're averaging 10 to 20 offers on every listing that we take. So that's going to be to the seller's advantage, and not to the buyers.
And you just hear about how people are trying to sweeten up their deal. Yes. They'll say, well, I'll give you my Giants tickets for a year. Or I'll give you a 10% stake in my restaurant for a year if I can buy this property. I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, it's unsettling. And they're, you know, in working with the buyers and the sellers, we always have to caution everybody not to have an auction mentality, which is just to continue to put in more and more and more. And then once they're there, they realize they might have made a mistake in purchasing the property and not looking at the important things like having a home inspection and other things that they're doing in order for sellers to take advantage of this market and buyers trying to quote unquote win in a bidding war. And I always hate that term. Some of them are allowing the seller to stay in the property after closing and rent back for a few months until they find suitable housing. So those are things that we actually put in a contract. We have people that actually are moving into assisted living facilities in a year. They've moved that up. And the reason why is because they realize they don't know how long this market will last, so they need to take advantage of the pricing and everything that's going on right there.
That's very interesting, too. Janen Ardia is my guest in the RNJ Main Studios today, broker owner, RE/MAX Heritage Properties in both Flanders and Chester, and she is among the panelists who will be taking part in an event on April 7th at Heath Village. It's Thursday, April 7th from 1 to 3, in-person event, real estate seminar, making the move in today's world. Lots of great information, helping with sellers, tips where you'll be able to get the most value for your home, just learning about transactions pre, current, and post-pandemic. There's just so much information that's changed in the last couple of years. It's 1 to 3, Thursday, April 7th, and you can get some more information. It is free to attend. RSVP is required. 908-684-5009. Joining you that day, Janen, and some other folks with some other great information. Michael Salvaggi is going to talk about the legal aspect of this entire process.
Absolutely. This is his third year of us doing this together, and Michael's just excellent, excellent expert in that area.
Having someone that can handle the legal side and put your mind at ease.
Very important.
There's a tremendous value in that, too. Yes. And also a special guest and a special component. We're going to talk about the value of a home inspection. I think when we purchased our home about 14 years ago, it was the best $500 I ever spent, because this guy went through my home with a fine-tooth comb and basically taught me things, showed me things. He educated me on things I should be looking for as a new homeowner. And that's an important part of the whole process, too.
It's very important. Larry McEntee actually is going to join us again, and he also is excellent. How this has changed because of the pandemic is many buyers are using the home inspectors to go in and do an inspection, but because they're in a bidding war, they're not paying attention to the little things like a broken window, a lock that doesn't fit. 8 years ago, they were doing everything, and the laundry list that came out was just unbelievable. So inspectors are excellent at what they do. It's so important that you have that. Larry will explain that. Many of the buyers are limiting it to major system, structural, environmental, and things like that, wood-destroying insects. But you have to have an expert, so you go in there and have the information before you sign on the dotted line at closing. Make sure that you've done everything that you should do.
There's a lot of value in that. And also they're going to be discussing about what makes selling a senior's home unique. And some of the residents at Heath Village are also going to be joining you on this panel. This is to share their own experiences and what does make it unique.
Well, in terms of some people planning on maybe going into assisted living or retirement housing, there are legal aspects that Mike is going to address. There are financial aspects of that that they can get information on. And in terms of the house, many people have been in their house for 30, 40, 50 years and still don't know the amount of equity that they have at their fingertips right now. So getting a market analysis by a qualified real estate agent is very, very important. It's going to be appraised once there's a contract on the house. But we've met with many people who have had their children grow up in the house, and some of them are still stuck in pricing from 15 years ago. So it's usually a pleasant surprise. And plus all of the moving parts that happen with this for those who are just trying to go into the next chapter of their life, they need the guidance every step of the way. And that's where the panelists will be very informative for them.
It'll be two very informative hours.
Yes.
On April 7th, 1 to 3 at Heath Village. Again, it is free. Just RSVP by calling 908-684-5009. A shout out to some of the other vendors who are taking part in this fast-moving company, Dazzle by Design Home Staging. I love the concept of home staging. I love people that do
it's
that.
Great. It's
great.
And so Colleen's cool. Wonderful, too.
That's great. Junk RX, thank you to you as well. And also Caring Transitions of Lebanon, New Jersey, will also be taking part in the event coming up on April 7th. So, yeah, you want to be there. It's free. Lots of great information. 908-684-5009. Q&A session will follow each panel as well. Two very impactful, fast-moving, and informative hours that could make a big difference in if you're selling or buying. So you definitely want to take part in this again on April 7th, Thursday, 1 to 3 at Heath Village. And Janen, thank you for coming by. Where does someone reach out to you for more information about what you do?
Well, certainly they can call the office, 973-598-1700. And anyone who picks up the phone would be able to answer some questions. The company knows that this is coming up, and my agents are excited about it only because it's so enjoyable. You get to meet so many people and hear different scenarios. But most important, even if you do not make a decision soon, you're armed with some knowledge that you need should your life change in a heartbeat. And certainly we saw that at the onset of the pandemic. overnight that switch just went on, and we all had to adjust our sales. So this will be very informative for everybody who attends.
Information, there is no stronger, more valuable tool nowadays, right?
Exactly.
More you know
yes.
Right. Jane and Ardia, thank you for being here today. Broker owner, RE/MAX Heritage Properties, Flanders and Chester, thanks for coming by today, and really thank you for just partnering with us for so many years. And I know you had given us some items to be used in our charity auction recently
for
the Foundation for Hackettstown Medical Center. That was great to see. So thank you
it's
again for coming by, and good luck with everything on April 7th.
Thank you, Bert. It was nice to meet you.